Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Do you know the cool filters in the building?
Captured in the moment. It's the live experience. Classical mastery from some of the greatest names on the world stage. It's what we bring daily to the full score. Join me, Liz Nolan, Mondays to Thursdays, 1 to 4 p.m. on RTE Lyric FM for a brush with the extraordinary.
Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance, providing financial choice for homeowners over 60.
Conasta Corsi. Conasta Juan. Conasta tu fein. Conasta feidlam cowlat.
Tasi an takiach darinia will nail to our who less and guest conas acher. Kegar fuckle bioge conas, then an anask social to shot differ more. Mata ahna agat ar rinne a dé an néal trú a bhaim orthu leabhar leo. Fólam conas is féidir leat cabhair le pobal a thógáil atá cumsaíoch ó thaobh néal trúithe de ag understandtogether.ie ón HSE.
All I want is my favourite bowl, Lavin's porridge to warm the soul. Such a creamy spoonful, oh, wouldn't it be lovely? Creamy porridge is what I like. That and a baby that sleeps at night. Oh, wouldn't it be lovely? Lovely, doubly, lovely. Only Flavin's double bake their oats for creamier porridge.
Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM, where life sounds better.
Don't be talking to me about road. Now, Phil Coulter, you should be a lord or something, shouldn't you, if we were any use at awards. Is there a plaque on your house, by the way?
There's not a plaque on my house. I got the Freedom of the City in Derry.
Yes, you did.
Ago, which was obviously, kind of heartwarming, shall I say.
Yes.
And nice to be recognised. Of course it is.
But is there a plaque in the house in Derry? No.
Not so far, Mark. Not so saving up for that. No.
That's right. No. Why? To buy your own one. Yeah.
They did a mural for Derry Girls up in, and another one for like Bloody Sunday. Said somebody asked me, "What about your mural?" I said, "I think they're waiting for a bigger wall."
They couldn't find a wall big enough. Listen, the first thing I have to say is you look terrific.
Thank you.
You look in fine fettle, and you clearly are. But more than that, I cannot believe that you're taking on 30 nights.
Yeah.
Like, some fellas half your age would do maybe 10 nights and think that's a tour. 30 nights, Phil Coulter.
Well, I think of it, you know, if you're geared up to go on the road, rather than do two this week and two next week, and I mean, let's just get stuck in and do it, you know? I mean, it's the job, Marty, you know?
Yes.
There's no mystery about it. This is what I do. It's my job, you know? When I go to work.
I know that, but some would say you don't have to do it. And I know you don't. But you love it.
Well, yeah, that's the point. You know, those 2 hours on stage. Now, I can't say that I jump out of bed in the morning and say, whoa, 4 hours drive to Tralee, this is going to be fun. No, that's not the fun part. But the 2 hours on stage, it makes it all worthwhile, you know? Why? Well, because the energy you're getting back from the audience.
Yeah.
That's what makes it. That's what fuels you to get into the Jeep to do another 3 hours drive and do another gig. You
know? Yeah, I know. But like next Tuesday, you're going to be in the Marketplace Theatre in Armagh. Well, that's home turf. And oh, you're playing Derry too, aren't you?
Well, playing Derry next week.
Certainly are, Derry in the Millennium, in the Forum. So that's where it starts.
Yeah.
Now, the good thing is you're bringing your current wife with you.
Yes.
She's going to be with you. Yeah. It's very handy. Because to keep an eye on you.
Yes.
Which is lovely. When you go, I've been to see you in the concert, and it's because of the breadth of the career, I think, also, that people love the evening in your company. Apart from the fact that people love your company, and I've always loved it, but I think it's the fact that it is so varied.
Yeah.
That there isn't just the one thing and away we go.
No,
you've done so much.
I'm blessed in that, yeah. So, you know, you can take it from, like, the Bay City Rollers, Shang-a-Lang, to Scarnot His Simplicity, or Ireland's Call to The Town I Love So Well, or Steal Away, or The Old Man. I mean, there's a range.
That's right.
You know, the reason for that, Marty, is that's my training, you know?
I know that. I know. I know.
Denmark Street all those years ago, yeah. That's what you were taught, you know. You're learning your craft as a songwriter, not to specialise in any one area, you know.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be able to kind of turn your hand.
I think you're the only person who's ever said Shang Lang on Lyric FM, I suspect. You're the only. But listen, you didn't mention this, just for the crack while we're here now.
Say that you care. If you say you love me madly, I'd gladly be there, like a puppet on a string. Love is just like
just, you know what I mean? Like, that's how far back we're going here.
1967.
1967, when you think about it.
I know.
And that's... So, there's the duration.
I had my first chart entry in 1964.
Yes,
in the Irish chart with Butch Moore and the Capital Showman, Fool in Time, 64. Even years before that, that is what got me to London.
Yes.
That's what got me into Denmark Street itself. But that puppet on the string is what opened the doors. You know, that's now I'm a songwriter. Now
yes.
I'm a songwriter who's just now won the Eurovision and sold 5 or 6 million record. Now I can call myself a songwriter. The problem was that we stopped kind of writing songs and stopped working and started swanning around London as like hit songwriter.
Why are you swanning?
A lot of swanning.
Look at me.
Discotheques, they called them in those
yes,
days.
Yes, discotheques.
Hanging, hoping you would bump into Lennon and McCartney, you know,
right.
or the Hollies or whatever the bands were at the time. So we actually took our eye off the ball. And
Did you really? Seriously.
Mm. 6 months into the second year, our publisher, in fact, called us in and said, listen, chaps, you know, one swallow doesn't make a summer.
Yes.
One song doesn't make a songwriter. Time you guys got back to work. Otherwise, he said, in the business, you guys have been referred to as a flash in the pan.
All right, one hit wonder.
That really hurt, you know.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So then we knuckled down and came up with congratulations and nearly won the Eurovision a second time.
You see, as far as I'm concerned, sorry, I have to do this.
Congratulations and celebrations.
Yeah, I love Cliff. I still love Cliff.
Yeah.
I love
gentle,
it a bit.
Absolutely.
To me, in my head, having been associated with Eurovision for so long, I always believe that to be the one that won because it's such a great song. It's also a forever song because of...
100%. 100%. I mean, you know, and history has proven that the song that did win... which rejoiced in the title of La 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 La.
Ah, yes, lyrics.
Rocketed into obscurity.
It's so true.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you see?
So,
I have
a soft spot for that song, Marty. That's a song that has fed, clothed, and educated my children.
No doubt it has.
That still is alive today, isn't it, everyone?
Isn't that the thing? I didn't see it. There was a programme on the BBC last night. It was Tom Jones, in his own words, talking about his career, whatever. There are songs, there are people who have had that long life. That's the trick. It's not easily done, though.
That's the real goal is survival. If you can survive, why did I get in 1964? Well, that's a right few years.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the secret to that is, and I'd say Tom Jones would have said exactly the same, is that, you know, you work at it. You know, I turn up for work on Monday morning. I don't think that my talent entitles me to anything. I don't think that my past track record of success entitles me to anything.
Yeah.
I got to go on the road next week and prove to those people in the audience that I can still cut it, you know.
Yes.
I'm as good as my last gig or I'm as good as my last record.
Right.
And that's where it is.
Is the show... The life of are you doing it that way?
A bit of that. It's a slightly different spin. Every year you put a different spin on it. No.
Okay. So what are you doing?
This is Tranquility by Candlelight.
Oh, so you're not bothering with a lighting rig.
Yes. Can't
cut back.
The candlelight thing's not my idea. It's not original, but it seems to be flavour of the month.
But it's a lovely idea.
Well, Tranquility by Candlelight seems to work, you know.
But your Tranquility albums were enormous.
Yeah.
That was KTEL, was it?
KTEL.
It was KTEL.
Exactly.
And they sold in buckets, and I know that. And Beautiful Music, etc. But Is that so? That's a section of the night.
That's a kind of theme that runs through it. So you know, you'll get the Tranquillity tunes, those big Irish melodies that are timeless anyway. You know.
Yes.
And the whole secret of the Tranquillity thing was. There was nothing really clever from my point. All I did, I picked great melodies, songs that I'd grown up with, you know. And all I did was, I did straightforward, kind of simple arrangement, piano and string. Nothing clever, no great pianistic exercises. It was all, the melodies were the stars of the show. It was, you know, it was as if, like, the strings laid a carpet for the melodies to dance on, you know.
Yes.
That was the secret. The appeal of those melodies, that's what propelled the Tranquillity thing again and again. And still does.
But you see, again, you took melodies people know. Like, that's always clever as well, because people then relate.
Yeah.
How they know where they were or when something mattered to them or whatever.
Power of music. Maybe.
Power of music, exactly. And then you light up those memories, even if it's only a candle. Even if it's only a candle. I love the idea of the candle. But it won't be candlelight all the way, will it? Because Geraldine Brannigan won't.
Oh, she'll get a bit of a spotlight.
She will not come out for a candle, that one.
She'll get a bit of a spotlight, yeah. I think we can afford one spotlight for her.
That's a lovely thing. Are you doing The Town I Love So Well?
Oh, of course.
Is it possible to not do it? No,
it wouldn't be. It's, you know why? I mean, I have no bother. You know, people say don't get sick singing that song. No. Because that song, you know, if you were to ask me, Marty, right, Phil, what's your favourite song of all of that whole canon of song? I would have to say, the question would be, what's the song you would choose to be remembered for? If you put a gun to my head, you can only nominate one song.
But you have milestones in your career, Phil Coulter, because I think of My Boy and Elvis.
Oh, yeah.
I think of Scorn Not His Simplicity and what that meant to you as a person. The Town I Love So Well in Derry. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ireland's Call, I think of because of Ireland.
Exactly.
And we hear it all over the world. Yeah. You have so many of these moments, God bless you, your career. No, but isn't that... I don't even have to look down to... I don't need notes for this, because it's in everyone's head. We all know you've done all this.
Yeah, well, the kind of heartwarming thing is, like, that started actually back in 64. And then, a couple of months ago, we had a chart record. We had the number one in Ireland with For Another King and Country. Now, that's like... from 1964 to
2025.
I mean, that's a lot of years. So it's... You know... I was asked on an American interviewer a while ago. He asked me to give a simple definition of a great song. Right, simple. He said, "I don't want you to talk about melody or lyric or construction. Just a simple definition." I said, "I'll do better than that. I'll give you a one word definition of a great song: longevity."
Yeah.
If a song's been around for 50 years, it's de facto a great song.
Well, that's really says it all, doesn't it?
And you can apply that to a career as well, you know.
Yes.
If you've been around for 50 years, you get the hang of what you're doing.
Yeah, at some level, you seem to be doing it right.
And the trick is just don't take your foot off the pedal. That's why I'm still doing it, you know.
You have two things going on. Firstly, you don't want to. Secondly, you're able to do it.
Yeah.
Because we know, as time passes, people either lose interest or can't.
Yeah.
Or forget.
For
or,
sure.
All of that.
All kinds of reasons.
You have always been, very sharp in the old brain department. You're very quick. You always were.
Well, I think that's my Derry background. You know, it's a sense of survival. That's what it is. You know, as a Catholic growing up in a working class area, you learn to kind of survive. You know, and I think that's, I'm serious. I think that kind of pervades all. You know, that self preservation.
You need to be ahead of the game is what you need. Yeah, I know what you mean. Just want to play a little bit of Isle of Inishfree, which is from your Sea of Tranquillity.
Oh, yeah. So
we need a candle for this. This is a candle.
We need the candles. Cue the candles.
Cue the candles, quickly. Turn out the lights. of Innisfree. You don't play that in the.
Well, funny enough, now that you've played, I think I'll put it back in the set.
Yeah, oh, I'll give you a few more hints.
A great story, you know, the story, Mark. That was written by a guard, Dick Farley, who lived in Kells in County Meath. The story is that on a bus from Kells to North Dublin, somewhere Clontarf, where he was a guard, he wrote that song. And I thought, wow, that's a bit of a tall order to write the whole song. But then I thought, back in the day, a bus from Kells to Dublin, you could probably have written a whole album. Anyway, so Dick Farley wrote
Innisfree.
It was picked up by Bing Crosby, became a big hit, was used in the movie The Quiet Man, which was the main theme.
Mm-hmm.
On the credits for that, no mention of Dick Farley. No mention of Dick Farley. He was shuffled out of the. You know, he was then a victim of that power. And he was a nobody. He was a guard. He was an amateur part-time.
Was it ever resolved?
It was subsequently.
It was resolved.
Initially, no. Victor Young, who was a heavyweight Hollywood composer, got the credit. On the movie.
But now it's the two of them. Is it the two of them?
Or no, it's still that. The song is Dick Farley.
It's only Dick Farley.
Yeah.
I'm just going to check that now that you mentioned it. There it is. Yeah, just D. Farley.
Yes.
That's what it says here.
Yeah.
So the money will go to the right source.
Oh, yeah.
You mentioned Derry, and your connection is enormous, and the company you kept and people who kept company with you. That freedom was a very big deal for you. That was a very big deal.
Yeah, it was followed by an equally big deal. I was on the freedom was given to me by the council on a Friday at a ceremony. The following day, something even more emotional, in Ebrington Square, which is a big space on the waterside, just on the banks of the Foyle, there was a public sing-along with the orchestra choir set of The Town I Love So Well. That's something now which is just up on... I just put it up on my Facebook a few days ago because it's 3 years since it happened. Yeah. So we had like 3,000 people in the square singing The Town I Love So Well. And we would trade. I would sing one verse, they would sing the next. And just looking back on it now, it still gives me goosebumps because I'm looking at like primary school kids singing along with every song, every word, and I'm seeing men of my vintage with tears in their eyes because they remember.
Yes.
I'm looking at their children, you know, who now be middle aged, because they're very emotional. They have lived in the shadow of the Troubles.
Yes.
So you have men who lived through it, people who lived in the shadow of it, and then you've got a whole new generation who just heard about it. But and The Town I Love So Well is there.
You encapsulated where you are from for the people who are from there, and I think that's what that swell of emotion. You tapped into that just instinctively.
Well,
as a natural thing.
Yeah, I was in Derry on the weekend that internment was introduced. I was visiting my family, and that was the spark. That was like everyone else in Derry, we felt we'd been violated, and so as a knee-jerk reaction, I wrote "Free the People," an anti-internment song, which I recorded with the Dubliners like a week or so later. Of course, Luke Kelly was all over that. You know, he loved that.
Yes.
He had that great social conscience. So it was a hit for the Dubliners. But Marty, I was aware this is not a great song, Free the People. You know, it was a knee-jerk reaction, was an anti. The fact that it was anti-anything tells you. But so I knew in my heart's core, I got to write a better song about this situation, which is now deteriorating. In my home, you know, I see that pall of gloom descending over everything. I see people walking about with slumped shoulders. I hear there was no music in the Derry air anymore. So I came up with The Town I Love So Well. But all through that process, there was one voice in my head, that was Luke Kelly. One voice, yeah. I'm convinced that was one of the, you know, I've been fortunate that, you know, it ticked several boxes. But that box, the fact that Luke Kelly gave voice to that song, breathed life into that song for the first time, that was critical. That was critical. Because there have been great versions of it since, but Luke's is the definitive version.
When you play it on stage, I suppose, in the back of your mind, you still hear Luke.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. Between two of my favourite songs in my own heart and soul would be The Town and Scornnot.
Of course.
No coincidence that they're both recorded by Luke. And what a great privilege for me to be able to say that I have a song recorded by two of the greatest voices we ever produced, Luke and Sinead.
Yes.
That's as a songwriter, that's a hell of a compliment.
Yeah. But I mean, you've been, you know, the people who have recorded your work over the years, you know, and again, I always allude to Elvis because you kind of go, merciful hour, which was that special moment because that gave you that whole American thing, which was vitally important. But, you know, producing Van, Sinead, you've worked with the finest, and if I may return the compliment, they have worked with you, the finest. So it's been a wonderful collaboration all through the years.
You learn all the time.
But you must be somebody who's that to be in studio with, you must be somebody clearly that can work easily with people.
Well, that's...
Which is not that easy.
No, it's not at all. You know, being a great musician or being a great composer or being a great songwriter does not make you a great producer.
No.
Because then you have to have some kind of interpersonal skills.
Yes.
For example, I'll tell you, here's a classic one of that. When I was working on No Prima Donna, the Van album.
The Van album, yes.
Which was, as you'll remember, we had guests coming on to collaborate and do versions of Van songs. And we're in the studio with this particular night. Who's next up? Sinead.
Yes.
I'm up in the control room. There's Van, there's Michelle Rocca, there's Derek Bell from the Chieftains, and a whole coterie of you know, kind of cool people. And looking down into the studio, I see Sinead come into the... And she stops dead and looks up. And what does she see? She sees the control room with Van Morrison, all these heavyweights up here. And at that moment in time, I thought, wait a minute, she's terrified. She's looking up here.
Yes.
She may be Sinead O'Connor, but she's looking up and seeing Van Morrison, Derek Bell of the Chieftains, and probably several others. So I did two things. I chased Van and the crowd out to the pub, and I went down to Sinead, and I gave her a hug, and I said, never mind about all that crowd. You and I are going to do a bit of work for a few
minutes. Lovely.
Because she needed that kind of, you know, little bit of support, that bit of need. And we got on. I hadn't really worked with her before, but it was just my instinct that I had that, you know, she's kind of intimidated by what's going on.
Yeah, you saw it, but you acted on it.
As a father with a lot of daughters, I can see, you know.
That's really important,
because
she, no more than anybody else, would have been in that moment. Ready for road.
Sure.
I'm off. Good luck. Thanks.
Oh, yeah. And her particularly. If she would have gone out the door, not a problem at all.
She could have
thrown the toys out of the pram very easily, Sinead. But I just sensed there, you know, and you're right. Anybody else would have been the same thing. There's Van Morrison. Oh, God, you know.
That's right.
The iconic Van Morrison. The unpredictable Van Morrison.
Yes, that's right.
It would have frightened some people.
That's right. That's right. Not the likes of you and I, of course. No, we are. We're beyond fear. Just stay where you are. Phil Coulter is with me, and we have a bit of a traffic check to do.
RTE Lyric FM Traffic and Travel, sponsored by Citroën. Let the revolution begin with the all-new Citroën C3.
Now, Sinead, there you are.
Hello
Sinead.
Different Sinead, yes.
Dear heart. Oh, dreadful. What have you got for me?
Well, I'll start off in Dublin as it's slow on Cunningham Road inbound and on the North Quays from the Phoenix Park gate all the way to the Church Street Junction. Also on Gardiner Street inbound between the Railway Street Junction and Beresford Place, and on Kevin Street in the direction of the city as well between the Patrick Street Junction and St Stephen's Green South. Busy on the M50 southbound now between Junction 4, Ballymun, and Junction 6, Blanchardstown. There are delays in Limerick on Parnell Street northbound from Hyde Road Park to Roaches Street, and on Atlunkard Street inbound from the Corbally roundabout to the Island Road Junction. There will be a stop-go system in Limerick on the N21 in Adair Village today and tomorrow between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. In Cork, it's heavy on Sarsfield Road northbound and then onto the Wilton Road. There are delays there from the Sarsfield Road roundabout to Dennehy's Cross. And finally, in Galway, there's a queue on Bohorn the Drave westbound now, approaching the Ballyban Road Junction. And that's the latest traffic and travel news this morning.
That's great. Enjoy your days off.
Thank you very much.
And whatever you're dressing up for on Friday.
I'll send you some photos.
I look forward to the pictures.
I'll be back next week. Slán,
Mark, that was a wonderful rendition. Here you go. Oh, look at this from Kat of the Lake Isle of Innisfree. Well done, Phil. So you see, there's that moment.
Yeah,
there's
I think
that
I'll moment. Put it in the set.
Yeah, I think you should. Just bear with me. Just a little bit of Derek Bell while we're out.
Thank you.
I've always loved that, Tupelo Honey, that take with the great Derek Bell.
Great Derek Bell.
It's gorgeous. Does scoring that Is Simplicity still strike a chord in your heart?
Oh, yeah. I mean, every night when I do it.
Yeah.
Because of all of the songs, Marty, that's probably the one that has provoked the biggest kind of feedback, from even to this day.
Yeah.
It used to be able to get notes or cards or postcards, whatever, from families.
Mm-hmm.
Who have had the experience of a mentally challenged child and then discovered the song. And just the very fact that they... Look, there's somebody, Phil Coulter, he had a Down syndrome child.
That's right.
So it's not just us, it happens to other people.
Yeah.
And it's that kind of sense of a bit of solidarity, you know. So I've had, I mean, hundreds and hundreds of that kind of, you know...
What's his name?
Paul. One of the people who have been down that road will know that one of the if you're going to have the experience of a mentally challenged child, then a Down syndrome kid is one of the best you're going to get. You know,
oh,
because
no.
They love music and they're happy little people. Paul only survived until he was four, because part of the Down situation, they've got a weakness in their heart. You know, he had a hole in his heart and didn't make it past four. But by that stage, you've made all the adjustments.
Yes.
By that stage, you've come to appreciate and realise, you know, this is not a chore. This is a gift from God. You know.
Yes.
By that stage, you and your family have made that acceptance. So then it's even more cruel when you lose them.
When you lose them.
But you know, like, of course, that stays with you. And the song, the song is something which is, that's a kind of legacy of all.
Who is it? George? Who sings it?
No, I do it.
You do it yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
No, George Hutton is one of the guests.
Yes.
He's the guest for the November gigs and for the December gigs. Roy Buckley, the last of the great balladeers from Cork, who was the featured singer on For Another King and Country, that hit we had last month. He does the December gigs, and as we mentioned earlier, the Child Bride is there for
the Child Bride is there.
Flaps.
Well. Has to be. Will you give it a few more minutes? Will you stay a little while?
I will, of course.
All right.
Of course.
This is Score Not as Simplicity. Sinead O'Connor's take.
That's one of my abiding memories. That was the studio. Just Sinead and myself were taking the lights down. She was in the vocal booth over there. I'm at the piano. We ran through just to establish the keys, etc. Then said to the engineer, red light, and I played, she sang. When we got to that last note, oh no. I just finished a little bit of piano, let that die. She stood at her mic, I sat at the piano. The engineer were smart enough not to speak. Three of us just sat there. Why? Because we just had a sense something magical has just happened.
Yes.
Doesn't happen very often in the studio, Marty, you know? Yeah. But that was one of those moments. I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it.
Yeah.
Just me looking across at Sinead, she's looking at me and I think we've nailed it here. But just letting that reverberate and letting that magic just kind of sink in, yeah. So when I hear that, it brings it all back.
And it's such a different version, too.
For sure.
Completely.
It's a measure of the power of Sinead's voice as compared to the power of Luke's. Two completely different readings of the song, but both, like, really powerful.
Yeah, for sure.
What a compliment.
You'll stay a few minutes because I can't open the door, it's locked. You know the way. Martin, the morning. It's at 9:30. We have news with Emma Coonan. Emma, good morning.
Thank you, Marty, and good morning from the newsroom. Hurricane Melissa has made landfall in Cuba as a Category 3 storm, bringing winds of up to 200 kilometres an hour. Earlier, the hurricane struck Jamaica as a powerful Category 4 storm. At its peak, the storm packed ferocious, sustained winds of up to 300 kilometres an hour. Jamaica has been declared a disaster area with widespread catastrophic flooding in places. Richard Vernon is the mayor of the Jamaican city of Montego Bay. He says the full extent of the damage won't be known for some time.
We are experiencing a situation where one side of the city is now cut off from the other due to roads being inundated by floodwaters. So we are waiting on that to recede. Persons were significantly threatened by rising waters coming from one of our major rivers.
Officials in Gaza now say 100 people were killed in Israeli airstrikes yesterday. Israel said the attacks were carried out in response to breaches of the ceasefire by Hamas. But this morning, Israel said it had resumed the truce. A sentencing hearing is expected to take place today for former Kilkenny hurler DJ Carey, who has admitted defrauding 13 people by pretending he had cancer and seeking money for his treatment. Carey, with an address at Newtown Maynooth in County Kildare, pleaded guilty in July to 10 counts of dishonestly inducing people to pay him money. A man aged in his 30s has been arrested following the seizure of over €8 million worth of suspected cocaine in County Laois as part of an operation targeting an organised crime gang based in West Dublin. The man is being detained under anti-gang legislation.
RTE Lyric FM weather.
Breezy today with sunny spells and heavy showers mainly affecting west and northwest counties, extending eastwards with a chance of hail and lightning. It'll be cool with highest temperatures of 9 to 12 degrees. And that's all from the newsroom for now.
All right, Emma, many thanks. It's at 9:33.
Dad, how does Mummy know a superhero called Quiva?
Quiva? Aviva. Mammy got new home insurance from the superheroes at Aviva.
Why are the superheroes at Aviva?
Because they helped her save 20%.
For 20% off home insurance when you buy online, it takes Aviva. Offer available when you take out a new policy online. Acceptance criteria, terms and conditions apply. Offer subject to minimum premium of €230 for home insurance, €115 for contents or buildings only. Home insurance is underwritten by Aviva Insurance Ireland DAC. Aviva Direct Ireland Limited is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Shower, teeth, clothes, coffee, keys, car, drive, work. Shower, teeth, clothes, coffee, keys, car, drive, work. Shower, teeth, clothes, coffee, keys, car, drive, truck! You never know what's coming. Slow down on rural roads. A message from the Road Safety Authority. Visit rsa.ie.
Marty in the morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Now, Mart, great interview. Credit a chap between two old friends, that's Joe Black, sure, which is lovely, from Loughlin and Roscommon. Powerful interview. All wishes to Phil from Vince and all at Cope McSharry, Oran and I Lifeboat.
Oh, great people.
The station in West Cork. Apparently, you've been a great support to the Irish Lifeboats. You have over the decades. A proper legend, he says. Looking forward to your visit on the 11th of December. That's Vincent O'Donovan.
Yeah,
Launch Authority, Cope McSharry. Tell Phil, I love the new song he wrote about the brothers from Waterford who died in World War One.
Yeah.
Shows you.
For Another King and
For Another King, that's right. Number one.
Yes.
Number one. And
the best part, Marty, best part. It was number one on the Irish chart, but international chart, it was at number seven. Sandwiched between at number six, Lewis Capaldi, and at number eight, Bob Dylan. I thought, this is nice company. Me and Bob and Lewis. Yeah, good trio there.
You never lost.
Nice sandwich.
Isn't that something else? And another one here. I love your interview with Phil, and I agree about Tupelo Honey. Where are the concerts? I have to get to one. Rosemary Kieran, who's in Sandymount. Well, Dublin. Now, you're playing the National Concert Hall. I better make this point very clear. 8th of December. But, like, it's astonishing. Oma. The Waterfront in Belfast, Cookstown, Derry, Letterkenny. You go, look at you, Navan, Balbriggan, Tala, Kilkenny, Tralee, Connemara. I'm just doing this. Did you do this on a map? How did you do this? Glore and Ennis, you're in Thurles, Newbridge, Blanchardstown, Galway, Waterford, Dundalk, NCH on the 8th of December, Carlow, Pavilion Theatre, Dunleary on the 10th of December. Then you're in Ballymaloe, you're in, that'll be a nice bit of grub, Mount Mellick, you're in Castle Blaney, Wexford Opera House on the 19th, and the INEC in Killarney. I can't believe that you're not 27 years of age. Like, that's 30 dates.
Yeah.
Constant out on the road.
Pretty much.
Good for you. You know.
Well, you know, there's two things over which, like, I don't have any real control. Number one is my health. Thanks be to God.
Well, you look in rude health.
Look, I'm not a gym bunny. I mean, I'm not obsessed about my fitness, nor am I obsessed about my mortality. You know, people say, you know, you're 83. You know, as long as I can keep doing this, which is another reason to keep doing it, keep the mind going, you know.
Yeah.
I have this theory, Marty. Like, I feel I'm like an old banger, you know. I mean, as long as you keep it going,
it'll keep going.
But if you park it outside the door, bits start falling off.
You're in the garage.
I can't afford to stop. I can't afford to have any more bits falling off. So my old banger is keeping moving, be it in Mount Mellick or in Ballymaloe, you know.
Oh, that's just wonderful. I didn't know this. David Dodd has been on. Did you know that David Dodd's grandparents, next door neighbours to Phil and his family in Bray? I didn't know this. The great opera singer, Ava Dodd, who's on her way to stardom as far as we're concerned.
Well, my neighbours,
lived on the Killarney Road. Isn't that lovely? My golly. You've not gone down the opera road, I've noticed.
No.
That's not a road for you to travel, but you have travelled many. And I just want to say thank you so much for coming in this morning. It's been an absolute joy. We will put up the dates. It's just ludicrous. We're going to have to go and see you again. It's ludicrous. No, it's ludicrous. Let's not fool ourselves. Boys and girls of a certain age would be in the house. You're not. You're on the road. And do you travel in great comfort?
Relative comfort. Yeah, but with a nice big SUV, which you need. You need a big wagon.
Yes.
For a bit of stability, a bit of strength, and carrying all that stuff,
you know,
stage gear and merch and stuff.
Yeah, and that's right. You still have the merch?
Oh, yeah.
Make Phil Coulter great again hats.
Make Phil Coulter. You'll love this. Now that nobody has got a CD player anymore, when they stopped putting CD players in cars, that was a fateful day.
Yeah.
Because now people don't have CD players, and even your new laptops can't play a CD player. So we came up with an idea where I did a compilation of three CDs on a pen drive. And the pen drive is presented in the shape of a little black grand piano. And that's now the merch. Instead of selling CDs because nobody wants to buy them because they can't play them, they buy this little pen drive which they can play in their car or in their computer or anywhere else.
See, Phil Coulter, you can't be beaten. That's the trick. You cannot be beaten. God bless you.
Thanks,
safe
Marty.
Journey to
Always
you
pleasure.
And to Geraldine and to George Hutton,
indeed,
with you as well. I think it's going to be wonderful, and I'm looking forward to catching one of them, certainly. God bless you. We have...